I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 764, Time to Close the Door. We live in a world where privacy is hard to find, but here's the strange thing. Many people don't even want it. In fact, they put their whole lives out there for everyone to see 24/7. They're constantly taking video of themselves. They're constantly putting out commentary. They're constantly showing themselves all the time to everyone. We're constantly putting our private lives in the public eye. And when we do that, the dangers mount. What dangers? Pride, image management, duplicity, comparison. And that's just getting started. Maybe it's time to close the door. Listen in. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all we have and to love our neighbor. You know, Jesus said, when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they've received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Nouwen gives this helpful word picture for us. The spiritual life is like a fire in a hearth in a small cottage. When the door is closed, the fire warms the whole space. Whenever the door is open, the heat escapes, and eventually the whole room cools. There are times to open the door, times to share and invite others to know what we've learned and experienced. But these are the exceptions, not the rule. In a world of constant display, many of us have never closed the door at all. Every spiritual experience is something we try to share and broadcast. Every moment of silence is interrupted by noise, by messages, and by the presence of others. We long for more depth and intimacy, but we don't realize the small ways we're draining it out of our own lives. You know, that's such a good point to ponder. In fact, you might even rewind a bit and listen to that quote again, slower, and just sit with it. Mike Cosper, in his book Recapturing the Wonder, writes, "We need to break the habit of display and discover what it means to be alone with God. Otherwise, the disciplines may just be one more way of performing for a crowd." Ouch. Good old Shakespeare wrote, "All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players." The sad fact is, too often we live as if that were true. We find ourselves constantly performing. We're aware of how our body looks, how careful our word choices must be. We even sculpt out our gestures so that we look our best and people will think the best of us. Now, of course, that's not all bad, but it's the motivation that matters. The why, not just the what of our lives. Hannah Arendt, a writer from Denmark, shared this. The word persona originally referred to the actor's mask that covered his individual personal face and indicated to the spectator the role and the part the actor was in the play. Her point is that we need to live authentic lives, not as actors, because the display version of me is always a reduction of the real me. Hear that again. The display version of me is always a reduction of the real me. If we want to be more authentic, if we want to be more intimate with God, it may take closing the door to our time with God. Let being with God be enough without having to showcase it to the world. Here's the great question. When was the last time you had a God moment that you didn't share, but you just let that one be between you and your Heavenly Father? Let's pray. Father, today I'm praying that you will help me tear down the sin of boasting and arrogance in my heart and give me a heart that lifts up others and a heart that boasts only in the Lord. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 765. In the meantime, there's a freedom waiting for you. There's a burden to be lifted from always having to manage your public persona. Today, why not just enjoy intimacy with God? Resist the need to always show it to others, because there's the time to share what God is doing, and there's also a time to close the door.